Before we start the show, I just want to know, have you gone to TrillMBA.com and gotten your copy of The 3-Step Surefire Method to Ask for Help Without Getting Dinged? Have you got your copy yet? Well, if you haven't, you need to. Let me tell you about Julia. Julia writes, "So my review went very well. I've only been in the role for 6 months, so I definitely need help. I used the information on inquiring about leadership style and expectations. I gained so much insight on my boss and how to slay my role. Until that podcast, I would have never thought to ask for help. I would have just thugged it out. But she was impressed and I felt motivated and empowered." Listen, you guys. There is no need for you to thug out your role. All you have to do is go to TrillMBA.com and sign up to get the 3-step surefire method to ask for help without getting dinged. So go forth and prosper. Let's start the show. Welcome to the TrillMBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. Welcome back to the show. It's the end of Q1. Yay, ta-da! How are you doing? It's been 3 months since the beginning of the year. Are you tracking against your annual objectives? Yes, you should have those at this point. If you don't, I need you to meet with your manager ASAP. Because at the end of the year, they're going to be like, "We expected you to do all these things." And if you don't know what those expectations are, you're setting yourself up for the okie doke. And we don't want to do that, okay? But even if you don't have goals and objectives, that's not what we're talking about today. I really want to know, when are you going to take a break and go on vacation? That's what I'm talking about today. Vacation. And all the reasons why you should take as much vacation as you possibly can. Now, there's some sad news that I want to put out here in the hopes that we will change this. So I went over to good Google, and good Google led me to good Wikipedia. And I found this Wikipedia page that lists the minimum annual leave by country, by the law of the country. The U.S., sadly, is one of a very few handful of countries that has no federal or state statutory minimum paid vacation or paid public holidays. So all paid leave is at the discretion of the employers. Like, this kills me. And so I guess the idea is, in a true capitalistic society, based on competition, the labor pool will help facilitate how employers will react when employees say, "I want vacation." And so some employers offer vacation, some don't. So the ones that do will get the better employees. I think that's the thinking, but that's really not how this shit works. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 77% of private employers offer paid vacation to their employees. 77. So that's a whole 23% of private employers that offer no vacation at all. And I don't know who they are. If your employer doesn't offer vacation, email me. I'm going to put them on blast because that's ridiculous. Full-time employees earn on average 10 vacation days after 1 year of service. Similarly, 77% of private employers give their employees paid time off during public holidays. And on average, that's about 8 holidays per year. The average number of paid vacation days offered by private employers is 10 days after 1 year of service and 14 days after 5 years of service. And 17 days after 10 years of service, and 20 days after 20 years. Who works for somebody for 20 years now? So listen, couple things about vacation. And this episode is not going to be that long because guess who's going on vacation? Woo woo! This one. Yay! I am going to be laying out on a beach somewhere in the world when you guys hear this podcast. So I just want you to say a prayer for my soul and my spirit to be sun-kissed and just peace and blessings in my comings and goings of my travel. And thank you so much in advance. Here's the deal. A couple of things I want you guys to know about vacation. One, when you get an offer, negotiate your vacation. A lot of these employers, yes, are offering 10 days of vacation. So that's just 2 weeks for a whole 52 weeks of working for these mofos. 10 days? 10 days. You guys, come on. And a lot of times, you know, people want to be like, well, we get weekends off. Do you really though? How many weekends are you working? Like real talk. Now, I'm not talking to people who truly get to come to work, do their work, and leave their work at the job. I'm not talking to those people. There's a lot of us, especially those who are working the climb high in the corporate ladder, that these jobs are 24/7, or they feel like they're 24/7 because there's so much work to do. All these departments are running super lean. Right now, there is a low unemployment rate, which means most people who want to work are working. And there are lots of openings for jobs that just are going unfilled. So that means there are teams that are not at full capacity, which means the work has to get done by somebody. So there are a lot of you out there dying, killing yourself doing the work of two and three and four people because the work still has to get done. And right now, you the person they pay to do it. So when you get an offer, negotiate for more days, as many days as you can get, and be bold. If you want 4 weeks, say, I want 4 weeks vacation. Ask for what you want. The worst they can say is, no, this is our standard policy. We only give you 10 days, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. At least you asked. Now, as you start working, what you need to do is understand, is there an actual system for tracking vacation? Or is it the honor system? Or your boss will track your calendar and track your days and ask you to let them know how many days of vacation you've taken. Like, how does it work in your environment? For a lot of people who, again, are mid-level executives or senior executives or what have you, because the way the workload is just continuous, a lot of times companies just don't track vacations. Like, they have a vacation policy. You have certain vacation days. You may be offered certain sick days, or they may lump it all together and say, here's your PTO, paid time off. Whether you sick, vacation, or whatever, you use it at your discretion. But what you need to understand is there a system, like HR-driven system, that your company tracks vacation in that you have to submit, like, I'm going on vacation these days? It's funny, when there's not a system is when you could take advantage and take your days and plan it out and really take all your days, maybe take an extra two or three. But most times, those people don't take advantage of that at all. They don't take vacation at all. And every vacation day that you lose or you roll over or you don't use in that year, you've actually given your employer free labor. I want you to hear that. You gave free labor because you did not take your vacation, and your vacation is a part of your package. So please, you guys, take your vacation. Another reason why you need to take your vacation is because you need a break. You need a mental break. You need a physical break. You need to refresh and recharge. And when you take vacation, take vacation. There are so many people. Like, I was just reading an article from business.com. It says that people negotiate for all this vacation, but they don't use it. 83% of executives plan to take vacation time. 50% of them will check in with the office multiple times a day while they're quote unquote relaxing. Are you kidding me? That's not relaxing. If you are on vacation and you're thinking about work, you're checking email, you're emailing or responding, first of all, you're setting yourself up for the okey-doke because that's a bad precedent. You are telling people how they should treat you. And so if you say before you leave the office, hey guys, I'm going on vacation, set my out of office, I'm out. And then the next morning you're logging in, you're answering questions. Next thing you know, somebody's going to say, hey, I know you're on vacation, but could you jump on this call? And now you're working on your vacation. You giving the company money. You basically giving the company money. Why would you do that? Aren't they supposed to pay you? Because you're working and busting your ass for them. Do not work on your vacation. Guard your vacation time with your life. And that means turn the laptop off. Leave it at work if you have to. Hide it so security doesn't come to your desk and take it because you didn't quote unquote secure it. Don't you hate when that happens? Ugh. I'm telling you, it is essential to your mental health, to your physical health, your emotional health, to take your vacation. So I want you to make me a promise that if you took no vacation in the past 90 days, that the next 90 days, you will plan to take at least one or two days. And you don't even have to go anywhere. Just don't work. Like, go do something fun. Do things that spark joy. But like, don't not take care of yourself. And the sad thing is, in this country, the way they've set everything up, these super capitalist companies are banking on the fact that you are afraid to take your vacation. They set it up this way. So screw you guys, go on vacation. Okay? Now, before I let you guys go, so I can go on my vacation, I have one last thing that I want you to think about. Especially if you are a people manager. If you manage people and you never take your vacation, you are telling your team that you don't give a fuck about them and that they should never take their vacation. And that may not be your intention, but your team is looking at the example that you set and they will follow suit. So if you actually care about your team and you want them to do a great job, you will take your vacation. You will not check in. You will let it all happen and trust that somebody will figure it out. And you will worry about whatever you got to worry about when you get back. So be a good boss. Take your goddamn vacation. And don't check your damn email. And don't email people. And don't call them. And don't text them. And don't bother them. Like, be present with your family, loved ones, whoever you want to hang out with on your time and your vacation time. Leave your direct reports alone while you are out of the office on vacation. Okay? Okay, y'all. Well, I am about to go lay out on a beach. I'm going to color in my adult coloring books that has curse words in it, because y'all know I like curse words. And I'm going to recharge and refresh. I'm going to be planning things for the next quarter for this season. Hope to get some prizes and contests and stuff going. So I'm going to be working on that. which isn't work. I love you guys. This is relaxing for me. Okay. I'm not being a hypocrite. Just saying. But I'm excited about the next quarter. I'm going to have some great content for you. And my goal is in Q2 that you really get focused on making sure that you are going to end the year strong in your current role and set yourself up for your next role, which is hopefully a promotion and more money. I'm so excited. And I want to say thank you guys for listening to the show every week. It just warms my heart. I hope I'm really helping you, but I always love to hear from you guys. So hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. If you have any suggestions or show topics that you want to hear about, please go on Apple Podcasts and iTunes and rate, subscribe and review. If you have Google Podcasts, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe on SoundCloud. Like, we're everywhere, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Spotify. So subscribe on Spotify, like, continue to tell your friends and all that good stuff. I really appreciate it. And it just helps me get this message out that you can make it. You can thrive in corporate America. You got this, sis. I promise. As always, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, hit me up at trillmba.com/coaching to schedule your free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, again, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have an answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, the trillest MBA you'll ever know. Or you can hit us up at ask@trillmba.com and submit your question or concern. Happy last day of March and the beginning of April. It's April, y'all, already. Whew. I'm trying to get in better shape. And so one of my personal goals is to start doing a lot better with diet and exercise when I get back from vacation next week. So keep me accountable. I love you guys. Hey, we're in this together, right? And I'm always going to keep it real with y'all. So I got you. You got me. We got each other because we all we got. So until next time, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.